Hey there, welcome to episode 13 of Hike Your Own Hike. It's a beautiful Saturday morning, April 15th, tax day, but we have three bonus days this year, which is nice, especially for anyone, especially that's an entrepreneur who was focused on doing everything you could to start the year off with a great first quarter and still trying to juggle all your tax responsibilities to get that stuff done. Those three extra days could come in pretty big. Anyway, I'm out here hiking between downtown Lowell out to Fallsburg Park and back. It's a beautiful part of the North Country Trail that is pretty much, except for a couple short little dirt road walks, which I don't mind. I kind of look at those as just a wider trail. At least you're not on pavement, but the majority of it is inside trees. So you go from pines to oaks through a couple fields. Very, very beautiful. Nice little 10-mile stretch with some good elevations. So I decided to start this while I was up at the top of the elevation. So hopefully I won't lose my breath. But anyway, so far, as I've been walking, I've really been thinking about the concept of unplugging and how important it is. And I mean, you might even think it's a little bit hypocritical that I'm out in the middle of the woods talking about unplugging, but yet I've got an electronic device in my hand and I'm recording something. And it, to a certain extent, I do believe it's a little hypocritical, but this is only a brief little window of all my time out here, and it feels good to capture and talk about what it is that I've experienced while I've been here. But unplugging is something that's critically, critically important for everybody, whether we want to admit it or not. For the longest time, I used to think, you know, I got to run hard and intense 100% of the time, and if I'm not, I'm slacking. And you kind of have this story that you start to build and guide your life by, and frankly, you don't realize all the damage that it does to you. And I've talked about this in previous episodes, but if you don't take the time to unplug and or decompress throughout your day and you're constantly running hot, eventually you're going to break. And you're either going to break down mentally, and that could just be a result of, you know, severe anxiety attacks, panic attacks, depression, whatever it happens to be. But mentally, you'll just find that you can't handle it anymore and something's got to give. Or physically, you know, you might all of a sudden start to get, you know, migraine headaches, or your back might go out, or you might have a nerve problem or issue or something like that. But the bottom line is, just like you can't run your car at 150 miles an hour 24 hours a day without it just, the engine just spitting and sputtering and giving out, especially if you're not giving your engine what it needs with oil and everything else. But when you translate that over into a human being, it's the same way. We can't run 150 miles an hour all day, every day, especially if we're not giving our body the nutrition that we need, the water that we need and all that. But anyway, this is not a health podcast, but I just wanted to, you know, it's so important to recognize that first of all, and recognize it as fact. You know, quit trying to bullshit yourself and think that, you know, you're some superhuman and, you know, you're so big and bad, you can run as hard as you can all the time and you don't need any downtime. I just had a conversation with a friend of mine earlier this week who was telling me, you know, for this 4 or 5 month period of time in their business that, you know, they don't have any option but to run at 1,000,000 miles an hour. And they were just telling me about how he woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning that day, was going to probably work till 11 and be back up at 4 o'clock in the morning the next day. And, you know, and with no breaks in between, just constantly running. And I understand that that's a way, but there's other options. And when you think about it, if you take time to decompress throughout the day, if you manage your energy effectively, if you're getting the right rest, if you're having the optimal nutrition, moving, having that downtime, you're going to be able to be far more productive. So maybe you wouldn't have to be getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning and working till 11. You might find that you'll be sharper, you'll be more efficient, and you'll be able to identify ways to streamline a lot of the tasks that are eating up your day. So as entrepreneurs, it's important to A, recognize, yes, we do need that downtime because we're not superhuman. And And once we recognize that as fact and start to act consistent with it and notice when we're surfacing that story of we've got to run fast and hustle 24 hours a day or we're not going to make it. When we notice that story, take a deep breath, look around, and try to center yourself back in the factual reality of we need to decompress. So that's one side of it for me. The other side is unplugging from the Matrix. And I haven't even watched the movie The Matrix. But when I think of, so it's not a reference to that. When I think of The Matrix, I think of, you know, society, right? The cars buzzing by, you know, a million miles an hour down the highway that you can hear from outside your house or in front of your house, which, quite frankly, you don't hear after a while anyway because your mind just mutes it out. And you become accustomed to being plugged into that matrix and all that hustle, bustle, and activity that's happening in your city or at your work or whatever. The matrix is also time in the way that we look at things. You know, when I think about how often I feel like extreme amounts of stress because I have all of these things to do and just a short little time to do it in, and time, time, time. And frankly, time is something that we've all invented. And it doesn't really exist. It's something that's in our minds that drives that stress and drives that tension and creates that drama. But that's the matrix. It's buying into that and thinking that, oh, time is so short. We've got to run around.
Distance 7 miles.
Oh, hold on.
Total time 2 hours, 10 minutes and 56 seconds. Split pace 19 minutes, 13 seconds per mile.
Okay. So time, that's part of the matrix. You think about our schedules, right? And I know that's very closely aligned with time, but, you know, we've got to run around. We've got to get our kids here. We've got to go to this meeting, go to that meeting, go to this function. All of these different things that we have to do all the time. And then you've got the power grid matrix, right? And the power grid matrix, I look at like cell phones and anything that has us connected to the, you know, constant attention-stealing media that we have right in front of us. Whew, I didn't time this one very good. Here I am going up a hill. But anyway, being plugged into that matrix nonstop never gives us the ability for our bodies, our systems, our minds to be able to just completely relax and take a full break. And you think about with your cell phones and with batteries, they always say, don't overcharge it. Don't keep it plugged in too long. And it's the same thing with us being plugged into that matrix. If we stay plugged in too long, if we're constantly connected, we're never going to have the ability to get at complete rest and to completely look kind of and be able to see the forest through the trees and be able to get up on that balcony and observe objectively what's happening in our lives, what's happening internally, what things we need to focus on, what we're grateful for, all of those things. So, anyway, this hiking stuff for me gives me that hour and a half, 2 hours a day that I get to unplug from the matrix, essentially. It gives me the ability to start to focus my attention on the things that I'm grateful for, the people I care about, and really just be able to completely get to rest and put things in perspective every single day. And I know you're thinking, yeah, that's easy, but I don't have time for that. Bullshit. Everybody has time for that. You have the ability to prioritize for yourself what's most important. And if you know that if you don't do these things, that you're going to break mentally or physically, then when it happens, you've got nobody to blame but yourself. So quit making excuses. Understand you need to unplug from the matrix. Again, this I believe does apply to everybody. So I know I'm very strong, hike your own hike, but in this instance, this is just pure truth. And once you make this a part of your reality, I think you'll start to notice that you might start to notice the rhythms of life and of nature instead of having to live by this man-made thing called time. Maybe you'll start to be able to see things objectively and have some perspective and just be able to kind of alleviate some of that fog from the scenario instead of just being constantly caught in the rat trap and the nonstop interruptions of society, of our schedule, and of media. So anyway, that's all I've got for today. I'm going to go on and enjoy this last 3-4 miles of my hike, being completely unplugged, and get back to my peaceful state that I'm seeking this weekend. So I look forward to seeing you. Thank you for the comments and the feedback. Please share this if you will. I'd love this to be able to help anybody that might enjoy it. And frankly, if somebody doesn't agree with it, I'd love to hear that side of things too, because I don't know everything. I just know it works for me. I'm just going to continue to hike my own hike. See ya.